Nadia, and welcome to Take a Moment To dot dot dot. And that does represent the new topic that I bring to you each week that I hope will inspire and encourage you to pause for a moment, think about what I'm saying, and maybe even provoke you to tweak perspective just a little bit. I mean, I'm not only talking to you, I'm also talking to myself, and I'm amazed at how each week that the messages that God downloads to me are touching me as much as I hope they're touching you. I started this podcast. It's gone through transformation. I've gone through transformation. Those of you who've been with me for a while realize that I'm in a place of discovery, as I hope you all are as well. It makes my life a little on the interesting side, a little more than just a little. And I'm amazed at how life events, things that go on, have so many lessons in them. And this is me living in real time with all of you. And hopefully that you are garnering some life wisdom and lessons from all of this that I share. You can find me on Facebook, on my page, and also on Take a Moment Too, and on Instagram, Claudia.DiMartino, and Take a Moment Too, as well as my YouTube channel and on podcast stations. Feel free to subscribe and share, and I would very much appreciate that. This week's topic is take a moment to regroup. Life has a way of coming at us. It can come at us hard and heavy sometimes. And it's like, oh, yeah, what do I do now? And when that happens, we have choices. We have choices no matter what in life. But with that, when life hits us hard, we can make the choice of to give up or we can keep going. And I prefer to keep going, even though sometimes it feels like, can I possibly? But yeah, we can. And we're made of pretty strong stuff, even though sometimes we think we're not, we are. And it's a point where taking a stock and looking at what we've been through, you know, there's a scripture that we go from faith to faith and from glory to glory. And we do that because every time we go through something, it builds us up for the next time. We realize, gee, I've come through this. So now we're ready and we're stronger and we have greater confidence, not only in the Lord, but in ourselves, that we have conquered something and we can move on. And there is a scripture that the Lord's put on my heart today, and it's out of John 16:33, which is, and it's Jesus talking, and he says, I have told you these things so that in me you have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. So even just looking around at life and the world around us, like boom, 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 things just keep coming at us. It's like my head is spinning half the time. It's like, how do we even keep up with the events that are happening in the world today, in life that goes on? But the good news is Jesus has overcome the world. And when we know Jesus, when we have a relationship with Jesus, he's in our heart, he will guide us. He will help us. And there's a scripture I hold on to. It's like I put kind of two scriptures together, and it's, I have overcome of myself. I can do nothing, but it's, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. And because of my faith, because of your faith in him, we can conquer. We are more than conquerors. We are not weaklings. Even though in scripture, it says when I am weak, God is made strong. But that's an indication and a promise that we have that he's never going to leave us or forsake us, that he's always with us. He sticks with us and he guides us and teaches us and props us up and he gives us the strength to keep going. Because life is a marathon. It's not a sprint. And, you know, when you look at marathon runners and races, I'm always amazed. I mean, they're running 26 miles. I mean, I can't even think about that. But there are people along the way and they give them water. They give them towels. They give them the assistance they need at a point when they need it. And it's the same thing with our Lord Jesus Christ. We have the Holy Spirit, who is our comforter and is here to help us, to guide us, to speak to us, to prompt us, to, you know, tell us when to rest, to tell us when to keep going. Because that's the guidance we have by the Lord. That's the relationship we should have with the Lord. With God, Father God and with the Holy Spirit. When he says that I will guide you and to trust him, he means it. We're not out there hanging out there on our own. Absolutely not. The Holy Spirit, the Lord says that my sheep know my voice, and he does speak to us if we have ears to hear. and if we have open hearts and we want to listen to him. But too many times we get stuck in ourselves that, you know, when we have to take a step back and regroup, we get can be so overcome by what's happened. We don't have the wherewithal to keep going. And we want to just pull the covers up over us and just hide. But that's not how we were designed. That's not how we were created. We have we were created to be made of stronger stuff, to have the fortitude, to have the perseverance, to keep going. And we can regroup. And in that regrouping, we should be seeking the Lord. What's my next step, Lord? What do I do? How do I do it? And I did an episode a little while ago where I said, we don't ask why, we should ask how. We should ask how to get through something when we are going through and how to pursue the next steps when we are ready to move on. And yeah, there is a time to rest. And in that resting place, I'm a little stuttering today here, in that resting place, we should be praying and asking the Lord for the wisdom, the strategies to keep going. I do that every day. Like, Lord, I need your wisdom. I need your strategy. Show me what to do and how to do it. And that's all part of the regrouping. Regrouping, we all should be reaching out to others for the support we need. Because we're not lone wolves. We shouldn't be out there on our own. We should have people shoring us up, people lifting us up, people praying for us, people getting guidance from people who are wiser than we are, who've been through it already. It's important to recognize that we have avenues, we have resources in this life, and the primary resource is Jesus himself. So with all that said, I'm encouraging you this week to take a moment to regroup.